Allah was well pleased with the believers when they swore allegiance to you under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, so he sent down tranquility upon them, and he rewarded them with a speedy victory and many spoils which they will soon acquire. Allah is almighty, all wise. Allah has promised you many spoils which you shall acquire, and has given you these spoils of Khaybar with all promptness. He has restrained the hands of the enemies from you so that it may serve as a sign to the believers that he may guide you to the right way. Besides, he promises you other spoils as well, which are not yet within your reach, but Allah has surely encompassed them. Allah has power over everything. Even if the unbelievers had fought against you, they would have been put to flight and would not have found any protector or helper. Such has been the practice of Allah in the past, and you shall find no change in the practice of Allah. It is He who has restrained their hands from you and your hands from them in the valley of Makkah, through the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, after that He had given you victory over them, and Allah was watching all your actions. They are the ones who disbelieved and obstructed you from the Masjid al-Haram and prevented your offerings from reaching their destination. Had there not been believing men and believing women in the city of Makkah, whom you did not know, and their possibility of being trampled under your feet and thus incurring unwitting guilt on their account, Allah would have allowed you to fight. But He held back your hands, so that He may admit His mercy on whom He will. Had the believers stood apart from them, He would certainly have punished the disbelievers among them with painful punishment, while the unbelievers set up in their hearts the arrogance of time, the time of arrogance. Allah sent down tranquility upon His Rasul and the believers, and made the believers to adhere to the word of piety, for they were most worthy and deserving of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything.